Gerard Mayo joining us. What's going on, man?
Chilling. It's always good to be here after a win.
You hold Tampa Bay to 3 points. How, looking back on it now, you scrimmaged them two or three times. You played them in the preseason. How helpful was that in the preparation for what you saw on the field offensively yesterday?
It was a little bit helpful, you know, not too much. As far as knowing your personnel, knowing who you're playing against, it was helpful that way. But as far as scheme is concerned, it was a little bit different.
Yeah, Aqib said after the game, you had that pick before halftime, and he said, you know, this is something we saw from them in the scrimmage, is something we saw early, and that led him to jump that route and make the pick. So I wondered if there were a bunch of plays you guys saw that you already seen up close in person during the preseason.
Well, obviously they have their go-to plays that, you know, when it's crunch time, they're going to run those plays. And that was one of those plays, and Aqib made a great play on it.
Yeah, we always talk about defense and getting off the field, right? And yesterday you guys, what, 5 for 14 on third down, but 0 for 4 on fourth. I mean, that's 5 for 18 basically, right? I mean, you're getting off the field, and those first two were huge. Still the emphasis, still probably the more important thing, that, and the guy, I know you guys talk about points, but getting off the field.
Oh, definitely. You know, anytime we can get the ball back into our offense's hands, it's always going to be huge. You know, we call it stealing possessions. And like you said, those fourth down conversions were huge for us, and they turned into points, you know, for our offense.
Were you surprised that they kind of came out and were so aggressive on that?
You know,
four times?
I was, you know, but, you know, after the field goal kicker missed that first field goal, it was kind of like, you know, if it was, you know, fourth and three or something like that, but the fourth and five really surprised us a little bit.
Kickers are the worst.
You said it, not me.
Early in that game, your offense, it was a slow start offensively. It only ran 12 plays in that first quarter. You guys, to me, kept your team in the game defensively. It's been a theme now for a couple of weeks now. You guys have picked up the offense. Does it feel like that as a defense? Has that been a goal for you guys now to help this offense as they get used to these new young wide receivers?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Coach always tells us as a defense, our job is to keep people out of the end zone no matter what our offense is doing. And they feel the same way. The offense feels like, hey, our job is to go out here and score touchdowns no matter if we're blowing a team out or, you know, the score is close. So, We never really think about that. We always just think about stealing possessions and getting the ball back to those guys.
You know, two of the most electric runners, I think, in the league last year were C.J. Spiller and Doug Martin. And, you know, Martin might have got some of his runs, but for the most part, you know, you guys did a pretty nice job with him. What makes him so difficult?
He's a short guy, you know, but he's also very explosive. But anytime you have a guy that's, what is he listed at, 5'6" or something like that? Anytime you get a guy like that running behind, you know, 6'6" guys,
yeah,
it's very difficult to find him. And he's a very explosive runner. But I think the guys did a good job, you know, getting 11 guys to the football and bringing them to the ground.
How does Brandon Spikes always find those guys? Because he run stopper.
It must be the dark visor. The dark visor. I don't know what it is, man. But yeah, he's a great run stopper.
Well, is it a situation where you're getting blocked and you're trying to avoid a block, but also trying to find Doug Martin, hide him behind his offensive lineman?
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes he'll stay back there as long as he can. You know, and by the time he pops out, he's 3 yards down the field. So.
He's smaller, but he's not, you know, Darren Sproles, a guy you'll see in a couple of weeks, he's a smaller guy. Danny Woodhead, who you play with, was a smaller guy. He seems stronger. Like, he seems like he's one of the bigger, smaller guys. How does that impact their running game?
He is. You know, he's a strong guy, very explosive. And anytime, you can't really arm tackle him. You know, you always talk about arm tackling. You got to put a shoulder on a guy like Doug Martin. You have to put a shoulder on, you know, these stronger running backs to slow him down. So, he's a very difficult player to stop.
You know, you guys, next week, I mean, obviously, look at the first three games here. Next week, an Atlanta Falcon team that they lost a difficult game this week, but there's a ton of weapons, and it's down there on the road.
Yeah.
Obviously, a huge week for you guys, a challenging week to prepare for that team.
Yeah, another time, you know, another game where it's going to take everyone, you know, to focus in 100%, get the scouting report down, a team we haven't played in a long time, a lot of weapons on the outside, a good running back, so it'll take a group effort.
You know, you mentioned that because it is the first team. You can say Tampa, but you guys practiced against them, right? You know the Jets. You know Buffalo. Now here's Atlanta. Yeah, it's once every few years.
Exactly. And, you know, it'll take a lot of film study. You know, the coaches making sure everyone's on the same page and just going out there playing solid football.
You know, we watch the, you know, as a fan, you watch Atlanta play Miami after you guys play yesterday, and you say, okay, kind of scout out what they do. The difference.
Give me your scout report. This guy's a scout now.
Here's my scout report in Atlanta.
Let me hear it.
Steven Jackson not there.
Right.
Snelling and Jacquizz Rogers, still a pretty good running back combination there. So they lose their top running back, but they still got a couple of guys. But I just meant from the TV, like what we see on TV as fans watching Red Zone at home versus you guys scout. Like, do you get out of the game yesterday and say, oh, I got to watch this? Or is the film you watch, the All-22, so much different, so much better, that whatever you see on TV really doesn't translate?
You know what? We don't really watch the TV copy. Well, I know I don't really watch the TV copy. You know, if I'm watching a game on TV, I turn it down. I just don't like to hear guys like you speaking.
Wait, so why? mean gosh-like? What do you mean gosh-like us?
I'm saying. I turn it
we're
down.
Helping people
but
understand what they're seeing out there.
But yeah, but sometimes you're wrong. And you know, my wife is a fan. My wife is a fan now, so she's like, turn the TV up. But I'm like, all right, man. You know, so I'm sitting there listening. But, you know, I watch when I watch film, there is no sound to the film that we watch. You know that. You get three different views, three different angles, and you know, you just sit there and you have, you know, I'm not saying I'm a scout, but I sit there and I watch what they're doing.
But do you just pretty much watch like formations, plays that come out of them, blocking schemes, those sort of things?
Well, first of all, I start to watch just the players. You know, you watch the same film over and over throughout the week. I know people probably think we just go out on Sunday and play the game, but, you know, I watch the players. I look at their strengths and weaknesses. Then I watch the formations. Then I watch the different runs, the different passes, the combinations that they do, and it's a lot of work.
But there is some sound. Like, there's Belichick yelling at you while you're watching the film, right?
You're right. You're
pointing things out.
There's human sound. That's why I like to watch film by myself.
So that's my running back scouting report on Atlanta. Right. So you can take that and pull it away.
That's the fantasy scouting report. Who they got?
I put it in my phone. I put it in my phone now.
When you see a team lose a player like Steven Jackson, you go, okay, there's going to be a drop-off. When Jason Snelling and Jaquizz Rodgers, that's a pretty good running back combination.
Is
anyone else Steven Jackson?
Yeah, Steven Jackson's a good running back as well. They have a ton of weapons. Who's on your fantasy team? From the Falcons.
Eight different. I don't know. Nobody.
Julio. I got Julio.
You got Julio. Yeah.
On,
yeah.
I feel like there's a deeper meaning
to this conversation.
No. There was not at all. Just it was Patriot. Your next opponent. You're watching them on TV yesterday. I'm like, I wonder if Mayo's watching this game. Like, I got to watch this.
You know what I was doing? You know, I love 1 o'clock games. But I have two kids. I have two babies, 3 and 2 years old. So after the game, I'm sitting there playing tag and hide and go seek the rest of the night. I really wasn't watching it. So, you know, I'm going to watch the film today. Well, we're going to turn the page on Tampa today.
Okay, hold on. Turn the page. Let me write this down.
Yeah, write this
down.
It is what it is. I'm going to tell you what real life football players, not fantasy players. So we watched the film from yesterday, correct the mistakes, walk through it, and then we turn the page and we're on to Atlanta Falcons and, you know, all the weapons that they have. And you just said they have great running backs, great receivers, good quarterback. It'd be a tough game.
All right, so bench Atlanta Falcons.
He's trying to see it. What can I get?
Are you getting Blake Rodgers out of the backfield?
Man, I feel like this guy's in the mob or something, trying to get insider tips. Who's playing this week? I don't know.
When you see Tony Gonzalez, he's like 100 years old. You want to play when you get to that point?
I would. I love playing this game. This is a great game. You know, I love playing the game. Tony Gonzalez is, I mean, the epitome of, you know, longevity in this league, so. I would play, you know, Junior was like, how old was Junior? Junior had to be like 40, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Junior was like 40 years old playing. I love playing the game. Would you play till you were 40?
If they let me.
Not with that body.
I'm just saying, out of this, man.
Play like half a year. He's out of here. See you later.
Danny Woodhead. Yeah. But you couldn't find him coming through the hole either, although it might take about 6 to 8.
Danny Woodhead is bigger than this guy. He's not as tall as you.
I'm tall. Danny Woodhead sat here with us last year. I'm taller than Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, but he's not bigger.
He's stronger than I am.
Obviously.
He should be. It's his job.
Obviously.
If I was here four hours with him, I'd be in the gym right now.
If this wasn't radio, I think all the people in here now can see that you couldn't play this game. You look like a racketball player.
Listen.
You're a racketball player.
Every team needs a good
racketball player.
No, it's on a sideline. A quality control guy. I could be on the sideline, a little quality control. You need water?
Quality control.
A little Gatorade? I can hold a clipboard? I can do all that.
Quality control doesn't even give out water. When have you ever seen a quality control guy give out water?
This is sick. I'm getting your scouting report now.
You're a water boy.
See, if I gave you an Atlanta Falcons scouting report,
you know what?
Information,
you throw towels at him coming out of the shower.
Right, exactly. Take this.
You need this laundry done, Mr. Mayo?
I'm staying out of this thing.
Do you want this press or do you want this regular laundry this week?
You're a fantasy racquetball player. That's what you are.
Is there a fantasy racquetball leash? I get that.
Yeah,
that'll be good. Atlanta this week, Sunday night football.
A lot of weapons.
You went to the 1 o'clock game. You like the primetime game Sunday night, the only game on everyone's going to watch?
I mean, it's good. You know, sometimes you could, you know, chill in bed for a little bit, you know, watch a couple games on mute. And then go play a game. You know, guys are excited. You know. Anytime you're the only game on TV, you get excited. You get pumped up for that.
We'll get you out on this. A report that one of your teammates, Rob Ninkovich, has signed a new deal to be with this
team. Is that the report?
For three years.
Nice.
Three-year deal.
I love Rob, man.
He played some linebacker. Now he's a defensive end. What does he mean?
He does it all. He's a very versatile player. You know, he's a smart player. He listens. He'll be on the show next, I think, right?
He's coming up here at 11 o'clock. Yeah.
We're going to make him pay for the spread, too.
Exactly.
We'll make
you
take
should.
Care of this,
you should. Make him pay for
something. Buy a round for everybody that's here or something,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Do something.
I'm not going to give Rob my Falcon scouting report.
No,
it was for you only.
You're making us the worst team. I feel like I just got dumber.
Please don't go on that scout report on Sunday night. Please don't do it.
All right, I have a call up here who wants to talk about your defense. You want to talk to a caller real quick? Is that okay with you?
I'll talk to whoever. Where are they from? Where are they from, first of all? Can you see where they're from?
It's Jeff from the Cape.
This should be good.
Oh, Jeff from the Cape.
Jeff from the Cape wants me to talk about.
Read the comment line.
I started the show today talking about how good the defense looked yesterday. Jeff from the Cape.
Pump the brakes on the Patriots.
Jeff, it's Mutton Lou and Gerard Mayo. How are you? Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, don't tell me.
Jeff. Don't run it high, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's what I'm saying, man. You guys, that's what happens, man.
Not us. He's saying he pumped the brakes on the Patriots D.
That's fine. You know, we can't pick who we go against. Our job is to go out there, and whoever's on the schedule, go out there and play, you know, good football. So.
All right, so there you have it. I'll get you a scouting report.
That's terrible that Jeff – I just kind of lost respect for people from the
Cape. He waited a half hour. Where's Jeff?
That's terrible.
It says he's there.
He
I
must
can't
be from just over the bridge.
Just over the bridge. You're not really from the Cape, or you would have stayed on the phone. You ain't from the Cape, man. Hey, man, that's embarrassing, man.
And he dropped.
Gerard, thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Good luck this week. Gerard Mayo joining us here at the Putnam.